Hello, good afternoon.
Hello,
This is
good
Lisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hey, Lisa. This is Ronald Young. I was just calling back just to talk with you about what I was trying to call before, which was the payment issue.
Okay, just give me 1 second while I look here in the system right now.
Gotcha.
Okay, this case is for 70 hours a week, and I can see here right now that you have a missing timesheet. Actually, I have sent to you 2 times, a missing timesheet for January 29.
I saw those. Yep, it's the 28th and 29th of January that I need to do a timesheet for.
Okay, and another specific date that you are requesting the payment issue? Can you be more specific?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So last Friday, I got paid essentially, I got paid less than what I would normally get paid. So normally I get paid like around, if I had to guess, like around something along the lines of like $800 or whatever. I get paid like around there, but for some reason this time the payment was like $587. And I was wondering as to why the payment this time was so low. Now, one possible conclusion that I was thinking of was that, okay, maybe my payment was much lower this time because there were days that I was, basically there's days that I need to do timesheets for, but again, I'm not 100% sure about that. But one more thing was that I believe Dad, my dad also talked to you about, or was going to talk to you about the issue. Like, he called you and, you know, he might have told you about the issue. I'm not sure. But from what he told me, he said that he told me that you told him that you weren't aware essentially that there was an issue with the payment, but of course you couldn't talk to him in greater detail about it because, you know, it's not his information to discuss or whatever. But
okay, well,
anyway,
I can see here that the week for the 19th of January to 25, all days were paid, but the only day that can be fixed is the 24th. That was 9 hours with 45 minutes. The rest of the day are okay. That payment was $80.81 with 27 cents. And this week, this one already passed. I can see here that, it's missing the day that, the timesheet that was requested, the 28th and 29th. That's why your payment was low because you are missing 20 hours of payment.
Okay, so it's just those 2 days that just needs to be fixed, and then I'm guessing it's going to return back to normal?
Yeah. If you send the timesheet,
okay.
Well, right now payroll are very close, but it can get paid next week if you send the timesheets.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, definitely make sure to get that done today, but okay. So, all right, so as you just re-saying it one more time. So just basically after I fix, after I do a timesheet for those two days and they go in, it's going to all return back to normal.
Yes. Also,
okay.
Even I can see here that the 28th is already fixed because my supervisor spoke with the patient and it was confirmed, but in the 29th, that the reason why the clock in and clock out was not approved was because you were out of range. You have to submit a timesheet for it and it should be paid next week, which means that on Friday you are going to get paid for January 28th and the another week you're going to get paid if you send the timesheet for January 29th, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
So the 28th is fine, but it's just the 29th that I need to do.
Yeah, it's missing a few 10 hours of payment.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Gotcha. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks for helping to clarify the issue.
Okay,
and,
no problem.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it so far.
Okay, no problem. In that case, thank you so much and have a great day.
And thank you, Lisa. You do the same.
Okay, bye.
All right.